Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Zakeh the Mishnah Hanoder Min HaChalav Mutar B'Kom. Somebody who asers milk on himself is allowed to drink whey. Rabbi Yossi Oser Min HaKom. Rabbi Yossi asers the kom. Now it seems to be that what Rav Yossi is saying is that anything that would be a milk product would be also because milk is also. But we'll see that that's not really the case. Now, Rav Yossi says, somebody asks himself minakom, then is mutar bechalav. We'll see that Rav Yossi actually disagrees with that piece too, even though in the Mishnah he doesn't say so. Now, Basha'ul Omer, Anoder min ha-givina, even though normally givina is salted, but you would be aser be-melucha utveila. It doesn't matter what type of wheat. We're certainly not coming to say that the normal or most prevalent type of thing is the only thing that's included in the iser. So even though you may have different types of cheeses, it makes absolutely no difference if they're all called cheese. Anoder min ha-basar, mutar barotav, you would be allowed to drink just plain rotav of basar, which is sauce, and bikipah. I mean, is there an English equivalent? Do they have a word for kippah?
I believe you said meat spreads.
So kippah is the thickening. It's also a sauce type of thing, but it's at the very bottom of the pot where you find that little pieces of meat have stuck to the bottom in the sauce. Well, I'm sure there must be a word for it.
Slush.
Definitely slushy, but I don't think that's the word. But anyway, it's the rich sauce that contains actual pieces of meat. So it would be also, it would be mutar barotav u'bikipah. Because when he's referring to meat, he's referring to an actual piece of meat and not to things that just come of the meat. Now, it's mashman the Ran that the Girsa here is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yossi Yosser. And the Rashash changes it to read that. And that according to which Rabbi Yehuda, who now begins Omar Rabbi Yehuda, this ma'aseh that he's bringing is not to support his own shita, it's to support Rabbi Yossi shita. So again, Rabbi Yossi seems to be saying that any product, just like the whey, any product would also be Yosser. But we'll see, it's not so simple. From Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh, v'yasar aleinu Rabbi Tarfon. I can tell you that once Rabbi Tarfon not only told us that the rotav was aser, but he even said that beitzim that had been nidbashluimo were aser. So, obviously, the meat itself that has the rotav in it is aser, and the only reason the beitzim are aser is because they've absorbed the rotav. So it's definitely Rabbi Tarfon held that. Omru lo, so the Chachomim said, oh, very true. Kein adavar. But when? Imatai bizman shi yomar basar ze alai. If you say basar ze, as opposed to I will not eat meat, we have a very different situation. Because then we've established right off the bat that whatever it is that you're pointing to is now a chaticha de isura. Once it's a chaticha de isura, it's like any other chaticha de isura. If you had a piece of nevela, and the nevela gave out rotav, obviously that rotav would be awesome. If the taste of the nevela was not bata b'shishim and the beitza, then the beitza would be awesome. There's no question about that. We're talking about over here to first determine what it is that you answered. Where we have a piece of meat, you said meat, this is a piece of meat. Where we don't have a piece of meat, and we have rotav of meat, then it's very possible that you never asked rotav of meat. So memela, it's a completely different situation. We suspect that that's what Rabbi Tarfon said about the beitzim, not the way you're saying. So then if you said basar zehalai, shanoder min adavar, if you ask a particular thing on yourself, and you make it a chatichat isura, so then, indeed, if it's nitarev ba'acher, im yeshbo b'notein ta'am, asur, it would indeed be asur b'notein ta'am. You notice that the Ran seems a bit lengthy on the sign. That's because he chooses this to be the place where he discusses the serious problem of why Nedarim are not considered to be Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Normally, if you have a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, you could be Shoel on it. It's a mitzvah to be Shoel on a Nedarim. So when that means is we generally have a klal, achi ochaleno b'yisur, tochaleno b'heter, why, because that's the way most of the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, why be seimech on the bittel? Just go and be shoel on your neder, and then there's no chatichah d'yisurah. It would be like tevel. We're going to be matah the tevel, take off trumas and maizras. So here's he brings the various shitot, I mean, the direct approach that he brings is from the Yerushalmi. That there's a tremendous difference in Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino. Where you're still dealing with the fact that the thing doesn't have any time at all, but min b'sheino mino. So then it's going to be batal even if it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. It's only where the thing is still extant. But over there we say, that's the Yerushalmi's approach. He brings that the Rif argues on that, looks around for rayas for and against the Rif. But in any event, since it's the first time that in the Dorim we spoke about the Chatichah the Surah of Neder in terms of answering something else, this is the place that we go into this Sugya, since it's not really in the Dorim Sugya at all. It's not necessarily the business of the Daf Yomi to get into this in great detail. Okay. So therefore the Chachamim are chaylik still on Rabbi Yossi, and on Rabbi Yehuda was supporting Rabbi Yossi, and explain that there's an afkamina between a case where we need to determine what was Aser, and when we have a specific item that was Aser, and then things come from that item. Now, Hanodir min Hayayin. Somebody says, I won't drink wine, but he says it not as a Lashon Shvua, as a Lashon Neder. Wine is Aser to me. So then, if there's a tafshi, we have a stew, that somebody put wine in. So that isn't what you asked on yourself, you asked wine. If you start off with a bottle of wine, you say, can I drink this? No, you can't drink this, that's the bottle of wine. You asked yourself, I'm drinking wine. On the other hand, if you took a bottle of wine and you said, this bottle of wine is usra on me, and then somebody pours the wine into their cholent, so then ain't achinami. So konim yayin zealai, she'eni til ein, v'nafala tafshil, im yesh bo v'natein tam, areze asur. Now, it's possible, and Rishon Gemara is going to explore this issue later, that the words she'eni to'em are significant. Because over there it seems to answer even the taste on you. So is that necessary, or is it just the fact that you said yayin zeh, so since you were mashve, a chaticha di yisura, it really doesn't matter that you added the idea of tasting. That's to be explored in the Gemara. As the Gemara, we have a very serious contradiction in the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Brahmin. Min ha'adashim. Somebody asks himself an adashim. Asur ba'ashishim. So the Chachomim say over here that even though these adashim have now changed the way that we refer to them, we've mixed them with honey, and with thickening agents, we put them now into, we made a bar, which is not, it's not referred to anymore as adashim. It's now called ashishim. So despite that, the adashim are still here, and therefore you are also in the ashishim. Now that's not a problem in the Rabbanon, because it's perfectly consistent with the milk and whey issue. See, because the point of the whey is that there's no longer milk if it's whey. The milk solids have become separated out, and now you're left with the liquid that held the milk. It's not called milk at all. But when you're dealing with the change from an adash into an adashim bar, the fact that it isn't called an adashim bar doesn't change anything. So it's called ashishim, so what? And basically, it's still adashim. So that you can't come to the Rabbanan and say, hey, you're contradicting yourself. Why isn't ashishim to adashim what kom is to chalav? That's not a good question. But the other way is a very serious question. Here it says Rabbi Yossi matir. How could Rabbi Yossi possibly be matir when you have the actual adashim themselves, where even in the milk whey relationship over there he was matir? So I asked it. How can he be matir over here when you have the adashim themselves?
Why isn't it possible because we're dealing in the dirt that you no longer refer to?
Well, that's a way to it. What do you mean? He's
even in the Ashishim.
Yeah, okay, well, so it could be. I mean, you can't ask it as a kosher, but you're asking the Rabbanim.
To say it's not a stira.
No, okay, fine. Wait for the Gemara. Low kosher. Because the Gemara, actually, the whole thing has been built around a misapprehension. The initial machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim, which you assumed, was a question of whether we extend the Isser even to those things which are out byproducts of the initial Isser, so the way to the milk. That wasn't the machlokas at all. It was actually a simple difference in local usage, that's all. So it was all a language issue. Markiatre, it was simply that Rabbi Yossi was utilizing the language, his local language. Rabbana were utilizing their local language. You see let's see first. Ba'atu de Rabbana kor l'chal b'chal b'lekom akom. So where the Rabbana came from, milk was milk and whey was whey, and ever that the wain shall meet. Two different things. They have a name that has nothing in common. Was Ba'atu de Rabbi Yose, what they would call the water of the milk, they would call koma de chalba. Since it referred constantly to milk, it was therefore considered to be included in the general rubric milk. You'll notice that the Ran, when he talks about the kum, in the Mishnah, he says, korim lo siaro. Siaro actually is the Spanish word for whey, but it's not called siaro. It's called siaro de leche. So it's exactly this. It's called always koma de chalba. Whereas in English, you would never say milk whey. You would simply say whey. So that means in English, enachinami, it would be the halach of koma like Rabbi Yossi, like the Rabbanim is saying, it's not included in chalab at all, because there's no reference to chalab. Whereas in Spanish, that would be kiatre, it would indeed be referred to as koma de chalba. And therefore, if you're talking about chalab, you'd have to be talking about the koma as well.
Since this is what Rabbi meant with the mission that he would be chalak on the second part, in other words, Rabbi put in the mission itself by leaving out that Rabbi Yossi was arguing on the second side.
The second side is a different issue. The second side is problematic. We'll only see it from the Braita, but the Ran excuses the second side. In other words, that the asering from chalba, that from koma would include chalba. So the Ran says that's because once we make reference to koma de chalba, it means that actually the references to chalav are interchangeable with koma. Because this is a chalba and koma de chalba, in other words, that people keep in mind all the time that these two products are really parts of one entity, and therefore they would refer to both because they understand that the chalav includes the koma de chalav. How else are you going to drink? It would be something similar to him when we would say in English milk solids. So over there we said milk solids is always going to refer to milk. I said, but I only said milk. I mean, you know this is milk solids. Ashenkin, if there would be another word that would be equivalent to whey for dehydrated milk, for the solid, so enachinami, so they wouldn't be included. Okay, so you could see how the language issues are settled over here in terms of the references. Yeah, changes according to local usage. Tanya, hanoder minachalav mutar bekom, minakom mutar bechalav. Min ha-chalav mutar b'gvina, min ha-gvina mutar b'chalav. Min ha-rotav mutar b'kipah. Again, in English we don't have, as far as I know, a clear differentiation between kipah and rotav. Min ha-kipah mutar b'rotav. On the other hand, im amar basar zeh alai, use the word zeh, then asur bo u'b'rotvo u'b'kipo, you would be asur on the thing itself, you'd be asur on the sauce, you'd be asur on the little particles that settle down to the bottom. You'll notice that over here it doesn't say sha'ani to'im. It just says alai. Ran indeed points out that from the bright itself we would clearly already have an indication that means that the definitive factor is the alai, not the to'im, the additional language of sha'ani to'im. The only reason that the Gemara raises the issue later is not because it doesn't know it from the Braita, but because we'd like to be able to define it from the Mishnah. And there it's troublesome that we have two words. Why do we bother saying the Shani Toim if in fact the Alai is sufficient? Do we need to talk that out? So the Gemara wants to explain the Lashon and the Mishnah, so we come there to discuss it. Hanodim min ha-yayin, mutar betav shoshiyesh potam yayin. Omar konim yayin ze she'eni to'em. Here we get into the same problem of whether the point is the eni to'em or the point is the ze. V'nofel atoch ha-tavshio. So then, since he asked the wine itself, or since he added the Lashon she'eni to'em, ha-rei ze asur. Dear President, please take over your presidential duties.
Doctor and Commissioner.
Hanoder min ha'anavim, mutar b'yayin. Surprisingly, someone who asers anavim on himself is allowed to drink wine. So here we're talking already about the actual product. We understand that there's, when we were talking about the kippah, the rotav, so that's like a degraded product. These are things that came from it. I mean, here we're talking about, we're extending the halacha even to the actual juice of the anavim themselves, their main product, menazitim mutar b'shemen. On the other hand, if once again you mention elu, and, or, as we'll see in the Gemara, she'eni to'im, so then asur b'hem u'bayat se'bem. It's not clear to us what role the eni to'im plays. Because we already saw from the Braita that making a chatich disura should be sufficient to aser anything that comes from it. Boy, Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama is bothered by this constant shift between the additional lashon of eni to'im, or the zeh, or the elu. Which one is it, says Rami Bar Chama? Is it the elu that is so important? Is it the elu that's dafka? Or is it the eni to'im, that since he said the words eni to'im, he's coming to tell me any taste at all from it. It's the taste that interests me, not the object itself. So as long as there would be something of it, the rotav, the kippah, the yayin, the yayin, the shaman, the kuma, all that would make it awesome. Now the Ran explains that, of course, it's clear to Rami Bar Chama that one or the other would be sufficient. We've already found one before. So one is sufficient, but he's wondering if maybe any toim isn't enough. In other words, the zeh and the elu might be enough, but then the any toim wouldn't be enough. Or perhaps the any toim is what's important, and the elu wouldn't help. He's not sure. So are they both dafkas? Are these alternatives? Is one of them there for no purpose? I said, well, what was that supposed to mean? If one of them would be there for no purpose, what would be the point of the other one? I mean, Yisal kadaitach elu dafka. So you say that the main point over here is elu. If you would use any toim, it's not an alternative. It's insufficient. So then, lomali, why would we say she'eni toim? I don't understand. How could you read the Mishnah as being anything but a dafka? Why throw in the words any toim? Because the question is, if you aser herring or you aser on red herring, that's the question. Because clearly the eni toim may be a red herring. Oh boy. Okay. So in what sense is it a red herring? Because it would be teaching me the Afa God, the Omer She'eni To'im. It's not the Eni To'im makes it the Yisr. So the Eni To'im is there to tell me. You might have thought that Eni To'im would help. So that if I just had the case of Eni To'im, I would be also now in the byproducts. Therefore, it comes to tell me, no. Even though you said Eni To'im, you need to say Elu, because that's the issue. Whether you create a Chaticha Disura, and not that we're going to analyze your Lashon to say that using the word to taste is already beyond the simple isra of the item. So, e amar elu mitzar v'ilola. But that would be the reason. Obviously, we can say, ask it in the inverse. That if the eni to'im is what's important, why does it say elu? And we would say the same thing. That afa gav do amar elu, im amar eni to'im. The Gemara is just choosing basically the first thing. And I was assuming that the first thing is dafka. Then the second thing is the red herring. Amar rabba. Tashma, let's see if we can bring you a raya from the case of the koning peros. So konim peirot, also a Mishnah of konim peirot ha'elu alai. Or konim hein lefi. There you didn't see any toim. So the halacha is that asur bechilufehem ubegudulehem. So you would not be able now to use these peirot, even though the peirot themselves are no longer there. You switch them for other peirot. Nonetheless, you can't eat the other peirot, even though you'd asur these peirot. And if you planted them, you would not be able to eat anything that grew from them. Okay, so the yotzei mehem, if yotzei mehem would have been asur, then it should have said so, no? At least in the Havamina. Because what we believe is that once it no longer bears a resemblance to what it was that was originally there, I've now ground them up. I turned it into apple juice and so on. So in that case, it should be even less likely that it would be us, or we thought, because a reference to these things would mean the things themselves, where I still have the shape and the tzura of the way that they are initially. So, haba yotzimehem, therefore, by not mentioning yotzimehem, the implications are that yotzimehem would be mutar. And that's your proof. Saying elu without shani to'em means that yotzimehem, if you made apple juice out of the apple juice is mutar. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. Why didn't I feel be yotzimehem asur? It may well be that the way to look at it is the other way. But vadifa leilashmina. It's a bigger chiddush. As once we recognize that the point over here is whether the item that I asked is still here or not. If we're not going to take for granted that a change in the way that it appears is important enough to be matirit, then the bigger chiddush is to say that even when it's not here at all, it's mutter. I switched it for something else. I planted it and grew another tree out of it. It's still considered to be also. That's not a bigger chiddush. So maybe that's what it's coming to tell me. It's even more important to let me know that the chilufehem are no different than the gidulehem. And even though there's not a whit of the original thing there, it's the fact that this was switched for it that makes it the equivalent of the original thing. But Kolchkin, if I grind up the original thing, but so then the original thing is still here completely. Okay, how about the continuation? Tashma. She'eni ochel, v'she'eni to'ein. So over there it says, you're mutar b'chilufayem u'b'gidulayem. Because that's all you said. I don't want to eat it. I don't want to taste it. But if it's not it, then it's fine. Ma'ayotse me'am asur. Doesn't that make it very clear that the additional words eni ochel v'eni to'ein does not mean that I am asuring now? I mean, it means that I am asuring now anything that would be physically the thing in a different shape. So you see from here, because it doesn't mention yotzei mehem, it only mentions chilufeim v'gidulei. So apparently without elu, nonetheless, the fact that you say eni to'ein is sufficient to asur yotzei mehem. So that means that in the Mishnah where we're talking about the zeitim vanavim elu, if you say elu, then that's enough to asur. But if you say eni to'ein, that also would be enough to asur. It's offering you an option, elu or eni to'ein, without saying elu, then I would be asur even in the ayin and in the shemen, right? Doesn't that seem to prove it? Says, well, not necessarily. I mean, it would if it wouldn't be for the ratio. But the fact is that since this Mishnah has chosen to brazenly ignore the question of the yotzei mehem in order to make it clear in the ratio of the bigger chiddush, so therefore it could be that it simply leaves it out of the seifa. And memela aydidu onosiv bereisha yotzei mehem lo yonosiv nami b'seifa yotzei mehem. But it may well be that indeed yotzei mehem is no different than chilufeim v'gidulayim, and that saying cheni toim doesn't help if you don't say elu. Toshma, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maasev Asar Rabbi Tarfon Alai, Beitzim Shnit Bashluimo. Omu lo, Kena Davar, but Ematai, Bizman Shamar Basar Ze Alai. שהנודר מן הדבר ונתערב באחר ויש בו ונותן טעם, הרי זה אסור. No, so you see from here that if you say basar ze alai without saying anything about any toim, that nonetheless that's enough. If Rami Bar Choma was really asking whether either one of them was the sole important issue, from here it's clear that either one, or at least, I mean, we see here at least an example of one of them without the other. That's because really you misunderstood. Rami Bar Choma always took for granted that Be'elu, for sure there's an issue of Shavya Chaticha Disura. Because there's two completely different mechanisms for asering here that which is Yotze. One is the fact that once something is Aser, whatever my intent was, once something is Aser, it's no different than anything else in the Torah that's Aser. The Tam of a Dover that's Aser is Aser. The other is a function of Nedarim. What did I mean to ask? So there the question is whether any to'im creates a neder, which I'm specifying, that any taste at all that comes from this thing is aser, despite the fact that I didn't aser the item, I asered the class. So what did I mean by asering the class of grapes? Any taste of grapes? What are you going to try to tell me that wine doesn't taste of grapes? Wine tastes of grapes. If I say any to'im, I mean to aser the class that includes tastes of grapes. So it's two completely different issues. I never questioned, said Rami Bar Choma, I never questioned the fact that Nedarim certainly don't lose the dinim of Kol HaTorah Kula of Chaticha D'Issura. So if there is a Chaticha D'Issura, and how do I create a Chaticha D'Issura? By pointing to the object, by saying either Zeh or Elu. So I'm talking about now a particular thing. Now my question is, okay, what happens to that thing? Whatever would happen to anything that's us, whatever would happen to a piece of novella or a piece of chazer that's us, or what's the difference? That's a given. What I want to know, says Rami Bar Choma, is whether any to'im is sufficient. Kimi boilon be any to'im, is that dafka? Which the person, I mean, maybe just clarifying that, well, I don't mean to answer it on myself, Vana. I just mean the taste of it is aser. Which means tasting in the sense of eating, not the taste as it's dissolved in other things. That's not what I mean to say. So how do we understand the inu toim? Is it dafka or lo dafka? Tashma, let's take a look at yesterday's Mishnah. Dag dagim, she'eni toim. Now, person says big fish, small fish. I'm not going to be toim them. Note, he says eni toim. He doesn't say elu. So I'm not going to taste. It says over here that you're asur behem, ben gedolim, ben ketanim. So then you've included large fish, small fish, ben chayim, ben mevushalim, but you're mutter, betori trufa, ubetsir. How could you be mutter, betsir? Certainly fish brine tastes like fish. If you're telling me eini to'im, so you asur fish. So now if that's the case, you should asur that which comes from the fish. So why isn't seer of dagim also considered to be osir? Says Rava, well, maybe it is. Maybe even if we're talking about, maybe we've been taking Rami Bar Choma's question a little bit oversimplistically. Maybe I say, after all, we did have this mission. But maybe the idea over here is that any to'im doesn't define the class of objects. Any to'im only will define whatever comes from the class of objects. There's a big difference. In other words, the way we understood it initially is that there's two different questions and they talk about two completely different issues. So if I'm talking about making something chaticha d'isura, anything that comes from it is awesome. If I'm talking about any to'im, I'm attempting to define what the things are that are included in my neder. I have an interesting idea, says Rav. Suppose a fish was processed before I made my neder. And now I have separate tzir. Tzir, there's a bottle of tzir that has the taste of fish in it. When I say any toim, the way we originally understood the meaning of any, that if any toim is effective, it's simply coming to define the class of objects that I ask. And what I would be saying is that things that taste the fish are aser, then obviously it would make no difference if the seer was there from before or was there from after. But suppose the idea of any toim is meant to be an extension of the iser. So what I'm saying is, look, I'm asering fish, dag dagim, and I'm asering the te'ima of the dag dagim that I asered. Not that I'm coming to define the class of objects. So then when we read the Mishnah that says tzir is mutter, how do you know that that means the tzir, that it comes out now from the fish that I asered? Maybe that tzir would be asered. Because if I extended the iser in my language, I will not eat fish. And not only that, you could squeeze those fish. I won't eat anything that comes with those fish. But that doesn't mean that I'll answer something that was already separated from a fish at the time that I made the neder. So what do you think? Rami Bar Chama was ignoring the Mishnah? Was ignoring the Mishnah. But the idea is that Mishnah doesn't prove anything. Because all it's saying is that you may have tzir. It says you're mutter, but tzir. That could be, says Rav Kfar Yatzamim, the tzir had already been packaged separately at the time that you make the neder. So then maybe any toim indeed doesn't define it as included in a class of objects. The class of objects is the dagim. The any toim tells me, and once that class of objects exists, I want you to know, I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want things to come out of it. But since this tzir did not come from objects that had been osur, so I never meant to answer. So the truth is we have three possibilities. And it was until Rav's Teretz, we were considering just two possibilities of any toim, on the one hand, and Elu on the other hand. Now we're looking at any toim simply as an idea of extended language. Since I'm using language that is unnecessary, I must mean to answer myself on more than would otherwise have been included. So what is that? Perhaps that's the answer, even any tama that's yosim imenu.
You say grapes, you mean, and you have a bottle of grape juice standing next to it, it already came back from other grapes, according to this, it wouldn't be.
If you say grape, she'eni toim. She'eni toim.
Yeah.
Correct. Even though you would be usher to drink the grape juice from any grapes that now exist, you would be mutter to drink the grape juice of grape juice that existed before you ever made your netting. Because at that point, grapes were not osir. And since grapes were not osir, grape juice wasn't osir. But you never meant to osir grape juice. You only meant to osir grapes and the taste that comes of those grapes.
And so grape juice is already in existence,
that would be kosher. Classic.
If you ask someone, did you intend to osir that to yourself? And he goes, no, I didn't intend that. I was thinking about what it made.
We've seen a little bit of that, and we're going to see more later. We've seen earlier about whether a person can be mefarish's lashon, and we said pirushan lekula.
This isn't what a person's thinking when he makes the letter?
Well, if he's able to express that, yes. And if not, we said before that if somebody is mefarish, even if he says something off the wall, he says, you know, well, when I was talking about alatzmi, I didn't mean myself, I meant the bone that I keep, you know.
And that's
my dog's bone. That's what I was talking about. I mean, you know, so fine.
I ask your fish, but I don't ever ask your fish.
Right, but the question is, when a person now is looking back and trying to figure out what he meant, which unfortunately is often the case, especially if you're over 60. So, right, but seriously, that's often the case. As we use language loosely, then we look back and try to, okay, well, really, if I think about it, you know, or if we didn't have to do that, we wouldn't have much trouble in court either. You know, what did you really mean? Well, why did you sign that if you really meant that? Well, I thought that really meant that. So, enochinami, if you can't say it.
Transactional ability, but in terms of yourself.
But also, it's true. I mean, you spoke quickly and spontaneously. Now let's try to figure out what you really meant. If he can't say, I was referring to my dog bone, so we'll take it as meaning what it means. But enochinami, if he has something specific in mind, he can define his letter, absolutely.
Origin of red herring.
I know there min hakalav mutar bekom Rabbi Yossi Yosef min hakom mutar bekalav. We'll see also Rabbi Yossi Yosef on this in the bride. Abba Shaul Omer, Anoder Mena Gvina Asur Ba Ben Melucha Utvela. Anoder Mena Basar Mutav Rota Fubakiva. Rabbi Yerozer, Omer Rabbi Yerozer Maaseh V'yasar Lenu Rabbi Tarfon V'beitzim Shtet Bashlu Imo. Omer Lo Kein Adavar, but Eim Atay Bizman Shiomar Basar Zeh Alay, Shanoder Mena Adavar, V'dvarev Ba'acher, Eim Yesh Ba Menot In Tamasur. Anoder Mena Yayin, Mutar V'tavshil, Sheish Bo Tam Yayin. Omer, Konim Yayin Zeh Sheni Turin, V'nofel Atavshil, Eim Yesh Ba Menot In Tamar Izos. Raminu mina adashim masur ba'ashishim Rabbi Yossi matir. So what is Rabbi Yossi going to do with that? No, nothing to do with the relationship to the item. It had to do with the language. Lokasha, marki atre, marki atre. Beata drabanu kor lokalba kalba, or lokoma koma. Beata Rabbi Yossi lokoma nami koru lokoma. The kalba. Tanya hanodim mina chalav mutar bekom, mina kom mutar bechalav, mina chalav mutar begvina. Min ha-gvina mutar b'chalav, min ha-rotev mutar b'kipa, min ha-kipa mutar b'rotev. Im amar basar ze alai, asur bo b'rotev b'kipa. Hanoder min ha-yayin mutar b'tafshil sheish bo tam yayin. Omer konim yayin ze she'eni toim, v'nafal to ha-tafshil, im yesh bo tam yayin, hare ze asur. Hanoder min ha-navim mutar b'yayin, min ha-zeitim mutar b'shemen. Omer konim zeitim v'anavim elu she'eni toim, asur b'em b'chayotzei b'em. Boi, romi b'rachoma. Elu davka or sheni toim davka. Isak daid elu davka. So then sheni toim lomali. Well, that would be to teach me the afagav de omar sheni toim. I de omar elu mitzar vi lo lo. That's a chiddush in the inverse. Omar rabba toshma. Konein perota elu alai. Konem em lafi. Asur b'chlufim b'gidulayim mashma. Dat ho b'yotzei mi amutar. Well, on the contrary. Well, then I feel b'yotzei mi amasur. I mean, adarabba. Adifalei lashmina. That chilufei amarki gidulayim damis. You might think they're no longer associated with it at all. Tashma she'eni ochel v'she'eni toim mutar b'chilufei b'gidulayim ha hayotzei mehem asur necessarily. I mean, I did a little not separation. Hayotzei mehem, so maybe lo yotzei mehem b'seif hayotzei mehem. Tashma amar Rabbi Yehuda maaseh v'yasar Rabbi Tarfon alai beitzim shnit bashruimo, and the chachamim tell him. But without saying anything about any time. It explained the tam is the thing. That's the point. So isn't that the of course the that's the same as baser ze. But kimi boilon b'sheini toim alone. It's davka lo davka. Tashma. Dog dogim sheni toim asur behem ben gedol ben ktan ben chaim uvusham, and nonetheless it says muta b'tari tshufa ubitzir. Despite the fact that you said any toim, we don't view it as asur in the tzir. Omar Rava, sure we view it as asur in the tzir, but only the tzir that comes of the dogim that you asur. Maybe over here it's talking about kvar yatzamayim.